there's a pile of copper sitting right there that's got to be cut up, put into totes, and then back, well, and you can see there's a pile of aluminum there.
Tom McColson, Bethel resident and landfill scavenger.
Well, this is a big stuff here. Flanges, stuff out of big buildings. Anytime they renovate a building, they cut all this stuff out and throw it away. So it goes to the dump in mass piles.
McColson lives off the Bethel grid, a property scattered with old vehicles, machines, and piles of metal. There are multiple workshops, a kiln for melting and casting metal, and that roar in the background, that's a generator from a combo solar and wind power source McColson built himself. He's used to building his own things, and the landfill has always been a ready source of materials.
We joke as we drive by that it's the store, that's where people go to shop.
Or it was. At the beginning of June, Bethel City Manager Ann Capello wrote a memo.
My direction was that no one can remove any city property. Once something is deposited in the landfill, it becomes city property.
And city property, Capella says, has a specific way of being disposed of under city law. Anything under $5,000 has to be sold at public auction. Anything over that amount has to get approval from city council to be sold. Just taking things at will isn't an option. Capella also sees a larger issue with people scrounging in the landfill.
There are a lot of hazardous materials on there. There are iron sticking out, there is sharp objects, there's broken glass.
Capella sees all that risk creating liability for the city. But stuff from the Bethel landfill shows up everywhere. People strip parts for vehicles, they take wood for heating or to build fish camps. Right now, it's popular for people to take broken concrete blocks to weigh down fish nets.
Do you know of anyone who's gotten hurt salvaging out here?
Negative. If they have, they haven't complained to the city about it.
David Stovner is the Bethel landfill manager.
It's always been our policy up here to let people salvage stuff, as long as they're not being stupid about it.
About these people who've come up and tried to salvage, what do you say to them?
Say it's been cut off. If you take it, you're stealing from the city.
And then what do they say to that?
They said, that's stupid. We've always done this.
Then what do you do? I mean, you can't, I imagine you don't like physically bar them.
No, I tell them that you just can't do it.
And do they do it anyway or do they leave?
For the most part, people respect that and turn around and leave. I'm sure there's some people that still take stuff, but, you know, I'm one person up here.
Which means a lot of time, no one's watching. There's lunch at noon. After lunch, there's pushing dirt over the landfill. And there's all that time between 5 o'clock at night and 8 o'clock in the morning when no one's on duty. But Stovner says that doesn't mean people aren't there.
It's been traditional. People will sneak in over the berm or you can go around the gate, you know. It's not Fort Knox by any means.
There's only a chain link fence and no cameras between an old Bethel tradition and this new enforcement. Stovner says he's had to turn away almost 100 people so far, but in the morning when he gets to work, he sees tracks. City Manager Capella says the city council will have to change the law to change her position. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.